people in Lancashire, in rural Lancashire, are pretty fed up with waiting for a decent broadband connection, so they've decided to do the job themselves. They have begun to dig a 217-mile-long trench. It'll link 1,700 homes in 8 parishes. I guess it might take a day or two to dig. Let's speak to Barry Ford, who lives in Quirma, which is a village near Lancaster. He's one of the founders for Broadband for the Rural North, or BARN, which is a neat acronym. Hi, Barry.
Hello, Peter.
Have you actually got permission to dig this trench?
Yes, we have indeed. I mean, 95% plus of it is over private farmland.
Yeah.
And the farmers have been more than willing to grant us freeway leaves.
So is it for real, or are you just doing it for a little publicity stunt?
Oh, no, it's for real. I'd like to take you to our stores and show you hundreds of tons of ducks.
And next thing you'll be asking me to help with the digging, and that would be much more difficult.
Oh, well, that was going to be the next bit.
Yeah, indeed. So how much have you dug?
We're probably about 2 or 3 kilometres in now.
Right, that leaves a fair bit
progress
to do, doesn't it?
It does, and it sounds scary, but if you get 100 people each doing 100 metres, you know, you've got 10 kilometres before you know what's happened. It's about numbers.
Right, I mean, how big a trench do you have to do for broadband?
It was quite shallow, 2 feet deep and about 6 inches wide, that's all.
And when it comes to actually laying the cable, is that expensive?
No, what you do is you drop pipe into the bottom of it. It's very like water pipe, similar sort of thing, a bit smaller in fact. And then what you do is you use compressed air to blow the fibre in. So you put all the pipe in first and then you come behind it and blow the fibre in.
Do you? I mean, presumably then the pipe has to be nice and airtight so you can let that
it
work.
Has to be nice and airtight, that's right. And there are compression couplers that you use to link bits together.
Because you've got a long trench to blow this stuff down, haven't you?
Well, you don't blow it the whole distance. What you do is about every 500 metres or so, you put a chamber in the ground and you blow it from chamber to chamber.
You sound as if you know your stuff, Barry. Do you know the technology behind all this?
I do know the technology behind it, and I'm learning more all the time.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fascinating idea. I mean, how do the finances work out? Laid this trench and laid the wire, it's all yours, of course, isn't it? So what happens? How do you get the service and what does it actually cost you?
Yes, absolutely. Once we built it, it belongs to BARN. And the important thing about it is it's been built by the community. It will be owned by the community. It'll be run by the community. And any surplus money will be put back into the community. It's a not-for-profit operation. What sort of service are we offering? Well, it's going to be world class. We're talking about a gigabit, which is phenomenally fast. I mean, it's 500 times the government's minimum recommended speed.
Have you got broadband at all at the moment?
Most of us have got minimal. It's the sort of thing that you spend more time watching the clock tick round than actually
very
doing
frustrating, isn't it?
It's very frustrating.
For those of us who don't much like computers in the first place, it just makes you even angrier than you were before.
Yes, it does. It does. You stop and ask yourself twice whether you really want to.
Why am I doing this? Yes, so when might it all be up and running?
Well, we're expecting it to be live on the 1st of July. So I'm not going to say we've got all 1,700 homes live, but what we'll have is the core of it will be live. And we're leasing fibre down to Manchester. Right.
And the cost, have you raised, and it's the best part of £2 million all this is going to cost?
Yeah, about 1.8 million is what it's going to cost us. But that's half and half between labour and materials. And the investment that people are making is one of two forms. A lot of people in the community, hundreds of them, have actually bought shares. And we've raised several hundred thousand pounds via that route. But the labour side of it, people have the option, instead of putting money in, putting their time and effort in, and they buy shares with effort instead of buying shares with cash.
Are you managing all this, or who's looking after it?
Yes, we're managing it. We have a management committee of people who...
Sounds lovely, Barry. I just got a funny feeling it's all going to go terribly wrong, but I don't know why. It's just the old cynic in me. I just wonder whether,
A lot of technical people have crawled all over it, and nobody can find anything wrong with what we're doing. It's not high tech. It's just a lot of work.
I hate to coin the David Cameron's phrase, but it's the big society, isn't it?
It absolutely is the big society.
Helping yourself.
Very much helping ourselves. We can't expect everybody else to do it for us.
No? Oh, very good. Very good. What's Quirma like? Is it nice?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine a nicer place to live. Broadband's rubbish.
All it needs is a bit of broadband and you'll be there forever, eh?
Well, we've managed with septic tanks and fuel, diesel oil and all the rest of it. So I suppose solving our broadband is just the next in a long series.
Right. I love it. Good luck, Barry. We'll have to try and keep in touch. Be good to be there when it's actually turned on. That's quite a positive story. Thank you very much, Barry. That's a positive story. And he's